completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hello, this is Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ, and I ask that you please support this ministry by making a donation of any amount today. You can give by way of the Cash App, and our cash tag is $THCOGIC, and that's $THCOGIC. You can also go online to our website, that's trueholinesscogic.org, that's trueholinesscogic.org. Click on the give icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you can use our online form, or you can choose PayPal to make your donation. And remember, a gift of any amount will help us to continue to spread the gospel. And may God richly bless you for your generous gift today. And we at True Holiness thank you for your support of the ongoing work of this ministry. And now for today's message. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to share with you the passage of scripture that I'm going to walk through today. Will come from the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 22, 1 through 18. Today I'm dealing with fathers, and I'm going to deal with Father Abraham. And what I'm going to talk about is a father who depends on God. And if I could use as a subtitle from a Father's Day card I received, it says, strong men lean on God. Strong men lean on God. I'm going to talk about that today because it is important for us to know that as fathers and those of you who want to be fathers, that we cannot do this alone. We cannot do this without the hand of God upon us, without the Word of God and the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside of us. We cannot be the fathers that we should be. And I say that because regardless of what society says, regardless of what you see on TV, on YouTube, on TikTok, and how they portray fathers. If you really want to know about a father, you need to come to the Word. And as our responsibilities, we need to come to the Word. Because today, you know, I'm going to share some basic Father's Day scriptures with you, but I'm going to walk you to the point where I get to Genesis chapter 22 and deal with Abraham. And we look at Ephesians chapter 6. We see in verses 1 through 4 that children are to obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. And today we're honoring our fathers, that it may be well with thee and that thou mayest live long on the earth. But I want to focus in on fathers here in verse 4. And it says, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Here is a responsibility as a father. And it says, ye fathers, provoke not your children. So what does that mean? We as fathers have to know our children. We have to spend time with our children. And we have to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. They must fear God and understand and know God as we teach them. So in order for us to teach them, we must know ourselves. We must know God ourselves. Because fathers, as men, we deal with all types of challenges, all types of stress, all types of things, and we're always looked to as the one to solve the issue. They don't want to hear step one, step two, step three. They want to say, when will it be done? When will it be fixed? When will this issue be resolved? And they're looking at the father and the man to do that. We must be the priest and prophet of our home. So how do we do that? How do we get through life? How do we deal with all of those challenges? How do we get through the day? The only way is if you are a man who depends on God. And to be a strong man, you must lean on God. Now, I want to read some things to you today because I want us to understand the importance of a father. The importance of a father, his role in the home, in the life of the children. If we were to go over to the book of Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, chapter 17 and verse 6, it says, children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. Now they love mama, and they go to mama because they can get all kind of stuff from mama, but they really admire their dad, and especially young boys, they want the recognition, the support, the love. They want the confirmation of their fathers. And girls love their fathers because in them they see strength. In them they see what they want to grab hold of later on in life. That's why it is so important as a father to be there. And I'm going to walk us through from Adam to Abraham, so we can get an understanding, because I'm speaking to the young men who want to be fathers as well. And if you want to be a father, I'm going to tell you this. Let's look at it from a biblical perspective. You must first be married and then have children. Now, I know we have some children that were born out of wedlock and all that. I'm going to deal with that. As a father, you still need to be involved in their lives. I'm going to paint the picture of the role and the importance of a man in this, because you must do it God's way. Why am I saying this? There are two things that I've been told, and I truly believe that is true, that will change and impact your life forever. And what are those? One is whether or not you choose to believe in God. Whether or not you choose to believe in God will impact you not only now, but for eternity. The other one is who you have children with. That's going to impact your life forever. Whoever you decide to have children with, it's going to impact your life forever. So young men who are listening to me, I want you to do this. Remember James 1 and 5. See, because when you make choices in life, you have to choose wisely. Choose wisely, men. I'm talking to men today. I'm talking to men. You have to choose wisely. And you say, I don't know how to choose wisely. That's why I said a strong man leans on God. James 1 and 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Choose wisely. You'll see in a minute. I want to share with you some statistics that I pulled off, and I got them from sources that do research on the importance of a father. It says 82% of studies of father involvement and child well-being published since 1980 found that there's a significant association between positive father involvement and the offspring's well-being. In an analysis of over 100 studies on parent-child relationships, it was found that having a loving and nurturing father was as important for a child's happiness, well-being, social and academic success, as well as having a loving and nurturing mother. Some studies even indicated father love was a stronger contributor to some important positive child well-being outcomes. That's data. These are statistics I'm pulling from people who do research. According to child psychiatrist Kyle Pruitt, a father's more active play style and comparative slower response to a toddler or infant experiencing frustration served to promote problem-solving competencies and independence in the child. What this one is basically saying, mothers look at, why are you being so rough? Why are you being so? Fathers play differently, but that rough style of play in a child's life teaches them how to have better outcomes and how to deal with and problem solve. And what it also said here was, fathers are not like mothers. You play, oh, you bump your head, get on back up, come on. You don't get your time to cry, think about it. Mama be like, oh, my baby. No. That teaches children how to endure and go through hardships. So that part of a father being there is very important. Some other things I want to share with you about the role and the importance of a father is that a father's involvement improves every aspect of a child's life if he's living in the home. Children are less likely to be depressed, less likely to have anxiety, less likely to have low self-esteem, and they're far more likely to graduate high school and go to college with a father being there. And this was one I found very, 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 very interesting. A father who is actively engaged with a child from 6 months on up until 3, that child is more likely to test higher on IQ tests. A father's involvement in a child's life, that child is less likely to get involved in sex, drugs, alcohol, and less likely to end up in jail. And these statistics came out, and that's just with a father being there in the home and being active. So now we see this, but now I'm going to go on a deeper note for my unmarried men, because remember I told you, you had to choose wisely. And this is why it's so important for a father to have a relationship with his daughters. And if there are any differences, they need to be reconciled. Listen at this. Women who experience pain in their relationship with their fathers, who don't reconcile that pain, guess what they do? They carry it forward into their relationship with their husbands. And then a lot of women have problems in their marriage because of the challenges that are unreconciled with their father, and they have a lack of intimacy, and they have issues with their husband because of the pain with their fathers. Fathers, are you listening? You can set the stage for another man's home with your daughter by the way you interact with her. And so now my challenge, I'm putting forth, if there are any fathers that have any unreconciled issues with any of your children at all, make it a point today to reach out and be the adult in the room and make amends, especially with women. Why? Because if those differences are unreconciled, they will carry it into their marriages and carry it into the lives of their future children. So now where am I going with this? Men, to be a good father, you have to understand fatherhood from God's perspective. Remember I said marriage, then children. But then I want you to understand this, men. I want you to understand this. If you go with me back again to the book of Proverbs, I'm talking about fathers. I'm going to move through this because I want men to understand it rises and falls with the man. I don't care what nobody say. It rises and falls with the man. Leadership, the direction of the home, the direction of the family. That's why Satan is attacking the very fabric. What? The home, gender identity, a man wanting to be women, women want to be men. He is attacking that. Why? Because it's the very foundation. And men, you are critical in this. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor from the Lord. Remember I said, a wife, then children. Why am I saying that? Men, you got to choose wisely. You know why? Because we tend to choose with our eyes rather than with the wisdom of God. And if it looks good, we want it. But remember, having children will change your life forever. And I'm throwing this out there because the Bible says he that findeth a what? A wife. Now I'm going to throw this out here because I do a lot of marriage counseling, premarital counseling. And a lot of women want to be married. A lot of women want a husband. A lot of women want children. A lot of women want a home. But here's the question I ask, and all that you want, do you want to be a wife? Because now that is totally different than just being married to someone and being in the same house. The question is, do I want to be a wife? And I'm not going to go in that. That's a whole different subject, a teaching, but it can be found over in Proverbs chapter 31. So now the question is, not that you want to be married, but do you want a wife? I'm saying that to the men because men, no matter where you are in your relationship and where you are right now, I'm going to ask you this question. You don't even have to answer. Who chose the one you with? Who chose her? He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. I told y'all this was going to be hard. So now, why do I say that? Because it is incumbent that you work together with one another. And now I'm going into the gardening. Because men have to make the hard decisions, the tough decisions. Everything rises and falls on leadership. And if we go back to the garden over in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 6, we see that God gave the commandment to Adam. Gave the commandment not to eat of the fruit of the tree. Gave that commandment to Adam. Where am I going with this? Strong men lean on God. A father who depends on God. You must listen and obey God. Men, if you want to rule right, if you want things to work out right, no matter what goes on, and I'm going to show you by way of Father Abraham, you must obey God, no matter what anybody else says, no matter what anybody else may do, you can get input, but whatever God says do, you do. Why? Because if you don't do what God says do, you are going to create a mess. And I told you, everything rises and falls, and the buck stops here with me as a man, as a father, and as a leader. And the buck stopped with Adam in the garden. Why? Because when he ate of the fruit, sin entered into the world. And we've been paying the price ever since. But God gave us a way out. He sent his son. Why? He tried to blame it on the woman. The woman tried to blame it on the serpent. No, the buck stops with the father. Starts with the father. Therefore, that's why I say you must make a wise choice. Oh, and you say, well, Adam didn't have a choice. He had Eve. Well, God made her perfect, but he had the choice to choose whether or not I'm going to listen to God or I'm going to listen to the wife that he gave me. Now, I'm never saying that we should not submit one to another, but if God speaks to you men, you must do what God says do. You are working together. You take the input. But as I'm telling you now, you lean into God. What does that mean? I got to pray. I've got to study. I've got to know the voice of God when he speaks. Because if I make the wrong decision, I take not only myself down, but my family and my children. And I've already read the statistics. Talking to fathers today. So now, you see what happened. And I told you I'm going to deal with Father Abraham. Oh, he was called a friend of God. You can find that out in 2 Chronicles 20 and 7, and also in James 2 and 23, that Abraham was called a friend of God. Men, we have a lot of decisions to make. We have a lot of responsibility. 2 Corinthians, and I know we're supposed to be strong at all times, but this thing is serious. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Verses 8 through 10. Here we see Paul in this scripture. We see Paul dealing with something, and he went to God three times for it. Notice, he didn't go to anybody else. He went to God. He pressed into God for his answer. Verse 8, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me. Sometimes we get in some situations and we just want it to go. We want it to leave now. And sometimes we make the mistake as men to try to make it move on our own. But here is Paul giving us the example to lean into God. And God said unto him in verse 9, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. And I know women don't like to have a weak man. I know you don't. No woman wants a weak man. But you have to look at weakness from the standpoint of relying on God. Relying on God. And so what the scripture is saying here, when I acknowledge that I don't have the knowledge, the wherewithal, the tools, the resources to make things happen, where do I go? Who do I lean into? Where do I get it from? I go to God. That's why Paul said in verse 10, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities and in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distresses. What? For Christ's sake. Here he's saying, I'll go all through all of this for Christ's sake. Why? Because when I'm weak, then I am strong. I realize that I cannot do this on my own, so I press into God. I press into God. Fathers, men, press in to God. Ain't no shame in my game. I went to school and all this, but I don't know as much as God. He knows the past, the present, and the future. So fathers, on Father's Day, become a father who depends on God, because strong men lean on God. Now, I want to walk you through Father Abraham here. See, Abraham was given the promise over in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. God promised him something. Genesis chapter 12. Men, what has God promised you? What has he said to you? He told him in chapter 12, the Lord said unto Abraham, notice God spoke to him. Are you in a place, men, where God speaks to you? God spoke to him and told him to get out of this land. And then in verse 2, he said, I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. He gave him that promise. All right. So Abraham, he moves on. Then we go over to Genesis chapter 16. We see this progression. Genesis chapter 16, he moving up in age, and God done promised him these things, and he don't have any children. But if God tells you something, believe God and wait on God. Believe God and wait on God. I don't care how hard the pressure get. You got to believe God and wait on God. Because now here we have again the wife coming in to Abraham. You know, we ain't got no kids yet. Let's do this thing our way. Let's do this and we'll have an heir. So I got a handmaid by the name of Hagar. I want you to go in and get with Hagar. And then the child that she has by you will be my child. And then we have an heir and we will fulfill the promise of God. If we were in an open forum, I would ask you to ask you this question and look for answers. What's wrong with this? What's wrong with this? Did God say this? No, God says, I'm going to do it. I will make thee. I will, not you and your wife. So here we have again, the man did not listen to God. He did not listen to God. He listened to whom? His wife again. Went in, had Ishmael. And we still got problems with that to this day over in the Middle East. And I'm not bashing women here today. I am not. I am getting on men to do the right thing according to the scripture. That's all I'm dealing with right here. So now, Ishmael caused a lot of problems. Then we move over to Genesis chapter 18. Ishmael is all around it. And then God comes to Abraham, and that's when we find out he's a friend of God, and he tells him, you know, all right, now I'm getting ready to move, because now I've got you in a situation that you can't do anything, only me, because I told you I was going to do it. So in verse 14, he says, is anything too hard for the Lord? Basically, he told him, look, at the appointed time, I'm going to come back, and Sarah, in her old age, going to have a child, and it's going to be by you. All right. We move on to chapter 21 in Genesis. Chapter 21. We almost had 22. We almost at 22. We're in 21 now. And what happened? Isaac was born. Oh, my goodness. And verse 5, we found out Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born. Oh, my goodness. And now, look at what happens now. We got some problems in the camp. We got some problems in the camp. And now, who has to deal with the problem? The man. Mm-hmm. We got a problem in the camp now. And who has to deal with it? The man has to deal with it. But guess what? He had on the front end to prevent the problem from happening if he listened to God. What am I saying? If you listen to God, you can prevent some stuff on the back end. But you got to be strong enough to deal with it. So what happened? Ishmael and Isaac, they're in the same place. And uh-oh, verse 9 of chapter 21. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, which she had born unto Abraham, mocking her son. And then she came to Abraham. Now, it was her idea to do it. It was her idea to do it. Now she want to cast blame on the man. And I'm going to get on the man. Why? Because you listened to her in the first place. Fathers, I know y'all hot with me, but I don't care. But I got to call it like it is. Because we need to take back this thing and put things in its right order. And I guarantee you, when things are in their right order, God will move and you will be blessed. So now she come to Abraham. You need to do something about this. Now I done had my son and now Ishmael causing some problems. She need to get up out of my house. That's what's going on now. And look at verse 11. And the thing was very what? Grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. It was his son. Now you got his wife that told him to do that, telling him now you got to kick your own flesh and blood out. Come on, you tell me that ain't a problem that you need to go to God for? That you need some help with, man? Because you on that one right there, she telling you to put your own flesh and blood out. And she the one that told you to go and do it. Come on now. So he went to God. And look at verse 12. And God said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of thy bondwoman and all that Sarah has said unto thee. Hearken unto her voice. For in Isaac shall thy seed be blessed. He went to God now. We wait till we get in a situation now. We got to do something. And God told him, don't worry about it now. And this is what I like about a father. This is what I like about a father. No matter how bad you done messed up. Oh, let's talk about the prodigal son. Went and wasted everything. But his father came and reconciled him back. He look at God. So I know you messed up. You listened to it. But don't worry about it. I'm going to take care of the lad. I'm going to take care of Ishmael. And I'm going to put the blessing in Isaac. And I know he felt good then. So now we in chapter 22. Because now we've seen how Adam listened to his wife. Now we've seen how Abraham listened to his wife, got caught up and had to put his own son out. And now he has the promise because now Isaac was born. And now, man, I'm getting ready to show you now why it is so important to listen to God. Because here's where we're going to learn whether or not you as a man of God lean into God and trust him, will obey him, have a relationship with him, and have faith in him. Because this is what's needed in order to be a godly father. Because now, in Genesis chapter 22, verse 1, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt or test Abraham and said unto him, here we go again. God what? Spoke. God spoke. Men, are you listening? God spoke and called him by his name. And he said, behold, here I am. Are you present for God? Are you there when he calls you, men? Will you be there when he calls? And now, verse 2, he says, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest. This is the thing right here. God is getting ready to find out, men, whether you love me or you love your possessions and your possessions and all those things more than you love me. And I'm here to tell you, you need to love God more than anything else, more than your wife. You need to love God Because if you love him, everything else is going to work out right. Why? Now, God is taking something that he had been waiting for, that he got when he was 100 years old, and he loves, and he knows the promise is in it. The promise is in it. And he said, I want you to take that thing that you love, and I want you to offer it up to me as a burnt offering. Oh, my goodness. Now, God has asked him to do something ridiculous. God has asked him to take the one thing that he loved and to offer it as a sacrifice. Are you willing to give up the things that you love to be a godly man? Are you willing to give up the things that you love to follow God with all your heart, your mind, your soul? Men, are you willing to give up what you love to be the right father? And look at this. He said, I want you to get all this stuff and go where I'm going to tell you. He didn't even tell him right then. That is some faith. Are you willing to walk by faith even when God is only speaking? Guess what? In this passage of scripture and verse 1, where was his wife? Nowhere to be found. He spoke directly to Abraham. I'm telling you, Father, sometimes God will speak directly to you, and he's waiting on you to move. No matter what's going on, no matter what's coming at you, no matter who's coming at you, no matter what they're saying, God is looking at you because the test is for you. Fathers, go where I'm going to tell you. And then guess what? He ain't waste no time. He ain't waste no time because he done learned now. Oh, my goodness. He done learned now. I need to listen to God, because if I listen to God, he's going to keep me out of some stuff. And so he rose up early in the morning. He got everything together, and he took two of his young men with him, and Isaac, his son, and everything he need, which God had told him. Guess what? What's that, Lord? Let me make sure I got it all down here. And he did. And he did exactly what God said do. He didn't wait. He didn't hesitate. Why? Because his trust was in the Lord. It seemed crazy. It seemed unrealistic. It was a promise in it. But he has demonstrated that in for God I live and for God I'll die. So then he even took a couple people with him. Sometimes, man, we have to have a team with us sometime. Gotta have a team. Got a team. And then when God finally showed him the place, God finally showed him the place. And he saw it afar off. Abraham said unto the young men, all right, abide ye here. This is verse 5 in chapter 22 of Genesis. And I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. This is demonstrating faith. Now, he took some people with him. But men, they can only go so far. They can only go so far. Those that are with you and those that support you and pray with you, when it comes down to it, they can only go so far. What does that mean? Now it's incumbent upon you to make sure you have a relationship with God that you can hear and go further. Because now he said, I and the lad. And see, I don't count, because the lad was a sacrifice. The lad was a sacrifice. He said, we gonna go and worship. And guess what? And we gonna come again. We gonna come again. What does that demonstrate? How he pressed into God and how he had built trust with God. Now he said, "We coming back. I don't know how it's gonna happen. We coming back." That's why when a woman knows she has a godly man, he may not see his way out, but he said, "I trust in God, and baby, we gonna make it out of here. We gonna make it out. We gonna make it out." And that's when he said, "I'm gonna come again." And he took the wood and everything, and a knife, everything. And then guess what? Verse 7, Isaac spoke up and said, my father. He said, here am I, my son. He said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? All right, I'm going to make this real plain for you. The word came to Abraham. It didn't sound right. It didn't look right. It may not even felt right. And some people are looking around and some things may be going on and it don't look right and it don't feel right. And guess what? They start asking you questions. People in your own house start asking you questions. Did you hear from God? Is that what he said? I don't see this. You see the sun? I see this. I see that. But I don't see how this thing gonna work out. Start questioning you. People start questioning you. And what do you need to do? Abraham said, my son. Oh, I can just see it now with a calmness. He said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. What am I saying? People start questioning you, questioning your authority, questioning your ability. As long as you know you're deeply rooted and grounded in God, when they start asking all these questions, all you gotta say is God will provide. God will provide. And the only way they're gonna believe it is because if you do it time and time and time again, God will show himself faithful. God will show himself strong. Fathers, you got to be there. You've got to stand up regardless. And then you just say, they're questioning you. They're questioning God. Questioning God. My son, God will provide for himself a lamb for a burnt offering. And they went both together. So now, we see the faith, the trust, the obedience. He didn't hesitate. He didn't move because he knew what happened when he did it on his own before. And so now he goes up. And then he took hold of the child, bound him, put the wood, laid him on the altar, did everything that God said, and he was by himself. Man, have you ever been by yourself? And you done did everything God said do, and you're by yourself, and he had not showed up yet. And you done did everything, and now it's time for the execution of what he called you to do. Because you've been hoping and praying, oh Lord, hallelujah. Like Jesus said, if it be possible, let this cup be removed. But he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will. Men, have you ever been in a place, fathers, have you ever been in a place where you've done all that you know to do? You are right there at the step, and God is saying, do this and do it now. How do you think Abraham felt? He's right there on the brink of it. Has his son bound, put on the altar, and then he took the knife out. Come on now. He took the knife out. And see, the reason he had to go by himself, oh, hallelujah. He couldn't have took the mama with him. She'd have been running interference. He'd been running interference. That's why sometimes you got to go alone. She means well, just like Peter meant well, but God said to Peter, Satan, get thee behind me. Go alone. Raised it up, took the knife up, and he said, okay, Lord, this is what you said. I believe it. I'm dependent on you, because at that point in time, he knew that he was the everlasting God, the God who created heaven and earth, and he believed that if I kill him, God could raise him back from the dead. So he raised up his hand, and before he could put the knife down, the angel of the Lord, we have a Christophany here, the angel of the Lord, the angel, not an angel, the angel of the Lord came down because of his obedience, because of his dedication, because of his faith, because of his trust. God spoke from heaven, told him, lay not thy hand upon the child, neither do anything unto him, for now I know. So he put him there so he could know God. I told you we need to come to a place to where we believe and know that God is God. And he said, I know now you won't keep your only son from me. This was a perplexing situation. Some of us men and fathers are in perplexing situations right now. But what did he do? He leaned and depended on God. And what happened? When he thought he was at the point of no return, God spoke from heaven. Men, God will speak from heaven, and guess what? He looked up, and God did what he had already said. You see, look at this. The man trusted God so much, and God knew who he was, that he spoke it, and God honored his word. You can speak it, and God will honor your word when he knows that you will trust him. He told his son, God will provide. And then when he raised up his hand, who provided? God provided. He spoke it. And it came to pass. God honored the word of the man of God. Do you have a relationship that when you speak things, God will honor your word because he knows who you are? Oh, fathers. Oh, it's taking me a moment, but I'm almost done. And there was a ram, verse 13, caught in the thicket. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. God provided exactly what he needed because he trusted in him. It may come, I just hear the old folk, it may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. The very moment it was needed, he provided. And guess what? This is where we get the term we always say, and you can see it right here behind me, Jehovah Jireh, my God will provide. This is where we get it. And why will he provide? Because you believe he will. Fathers. Then verse 15, the angel of the Lord called out a second time and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord. For because thou hast done this thing and has not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing, oh, see, this is where the blessing comes. The blessing, Father, come by way of obedience to God, regardless of whomever in your life, whoever in your household tells you, the blessing come by way of obedience. They may not understand, but if they stay under the umbrella, they're going to be blessed just because you blessed. They're going to be blessed just because you are blessed. And he said in verse 17, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Because of obedience, God going to give you your enemy stuff. My God. Come on now. Men, we always like to run together talking about, I got some backup. What better backup than you can have than with God? Because some of your friends will run out on you. And then God will allow them to only go so far. Then it's all on you. What you going to do? Y'all know, y'all watch the bat. What you going to do when they come for you? What you going to do? I'm going to tell you what you're going to do. You're going to lean into God. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You're going to lean into God. Because I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, I'm going to lean into God. How am I going to raise my children? I'm going to raise them with the help of the Lord God Almighty, because I'm going to lean into God. Why? I'm going to trust in the word, because the word is a light, unto a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I'm going to lean into God. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. How am I going to be a good father? I'm going to say, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to trust in God, because it is written, oh, that heaven and earth shall pass away, but this word will stand forever. And if I have the word on the inside and I live the word and I speak the word, like the man of God said, God will provide. He will provide. What am I saying, fathers? As I close, oh, hallelujah. What am I saying? We see here that fathers, it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing. But guess what? It rises and falls with you even from the beginning because of the choice you made with whom you have children with. So now you really have to lean and trust and depend on God if it was not the right one. So what am I saying? Oh, find a wife, do it right. But wherever you are, God can help, God can heal. And so now you just need to lean into him and be like Father Abraham, a man who is called a friend of God, the man who is in the hall of faith because God imputed it unto him righteousness because he had faith. So if you want to be a father, be like Abraham. Become a friend with God. Spend time with God. Spend time in prayer. Oh, trust him. Believe him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him and what he will direct your path. That's coming from Proverbs. What am I saying? Oh, to be the best father in the world to your little girl. To be the best father in the world to your son. All you got to do is just trust in the Lord. Just trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Obey the Lord. Have a relationship with him. Become a friend. Don't worry about what the world says, because the world will have you doing all kind of stuff but the right stuff. The world will have your children thinking all kinds of things, but if you train up a child in the way that he should go, according to the scripture, he will not depart from it. The word of the Lord. And God has spoken. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
Completely redesigned, Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.